Many, many men have become victims to this insidious trap that we willingly fall into time and time again. And this trap will drain your fortune, destroy your self-esteem, leave you wondering whether life is worth living anymore at all. And yet, we all seem to have this fatal flaw because we fall into it over and over and over again. I think through history, there have been wars that were started simply because a man fell into this trap. I call it the pretty girl paradox, and I know it well because I fell into it myself. Let me explain. So the paradox is really quite simple. We see an attractive woman and we naturally associate some positive characteristics with her, whether or not they're true or not. We just assume because she's extremely attractive, she's a high value woman. And for whatever reason, we are just biologically, genetically programmed to pursue that woman with every bit of energy we have. And I did. And I won. I won the prize. I got the girl. So here's the thing that most people don't get about extremely attractive women. They have things handed to them left and right. Their lives are literally played on easy level. They have advantages that most of us didn't even know existed. They get into places for free. They get out of traffic violations. They get things given to them for no reason. People accommodate them. They get jobs that they're not qualified for. Even when they're incompetent in those jobs, because they're attractive, people will keep them around just because they're pretty. They're like looking at them. So very attractive women get a lot of advantages that the rest of us simply don't. And before you start getting all jealous and upset and angry about that, let me just inform you that it's not necessarily a good thing. So before I get myself in too deep here, let me just make it very clear that not every beautiful woman is a pretty girl. And what I mean by that is there are some extremely attractive, well-balanced, intelligent, kind, wonderful women out there. And I'm sure they're already married and they probably have wonderful husbands and they're not out there shopping for new ones. So here are some good reasons why you should try to keep a pretty girl out of your life. Number one, entitlement. They are so entitled that there is no amount of stuff you can say or give to them that will make them feel satisfied. They are starving for it. The more attention you give them, the worse it gets. Yeah, the more you give, the more they need. The more they need, the more you give. The more you give, the more they want. It just is like an endless cycle. It goes round and round and round. And there's really no way out. You're just going to get stuck in that cycle. And eventually, she's going to come to the conclusion that you can't keep giving. And then she'll find someone else to give. Number two, it generally comes with a dose of narcissism. It just generally does. So they think they're better than everybody else because they were born with a symmetrical face or that golden ratio or whatever. It becomes insufferable after a while. You just can't, it's just hard to live with. It really is. Number three, the judgment, the constant judgment of everyone else around you. And then you have to be wondering in the back of your mind, if she's so harsh at judging everybody else, she's probably judging you too. Number four, no resilience. No resilience. Can't do anything. I swear to God. The slightest little hill or obstacle or whatever, and they just crumble like crackers. There's just nothing there. There's no backbone to push through. See, number five, no empathy. No caring about what other people think or feel. I shouldn't say that. They care about what other people think. They don't care what other people feel. So they're not concerned if someone's in pain or anguish or anything like that. You know, I remember my wife used to say, I have to fill my cup before I can fill anyone else's cup. It's like, what? How is that a thing? When did that become a thing? Tell that to Mother Teresa, really. Like, when was her cup ever full? She gave it all the time. I'm sure there's more. But you guys get the idea. I mean, if you're going to get involved with a woman, even an attractive woman, especially an attractive woman, you're going to have to dig deep under the skin. And you know, it may take years before you really find out who she is. my ex-wife did not reveal her true pretty girl faults until my daughter was born, and that was 2 years after I met her. Then the real person came out. Then it became clear that she couldn't handle pressure, she couldn't handle adversity, she couldn't manage any level of stress. She just crumpled like a cracker.